Using duplicity, deception and secret alliances, the UK's inner circle of top elites led by Nathaniel Rothschild, King Edward VII, and Lord Alfred Milner backed the German Kaiser into a corner and intentionally set the Germans up to blame them for starting the First World War, when in fact it was the British who provoked the Germans to the point where war was the only option. German generals were caught strategizing several weeks ago on how to bomb Russia's main bridge to Crimea. This would be an act of aggression that Russian President Vladimir Putin described as guaranteed to draw a harsh military response from Russia, possibly even including a nuclear strike against Berlin. And that has led to an admission by German officials that their military is woefully unprepared to take on Russia. If German generals and politicians truly want to provoke a war with Russia, they had better slow down and wait for their military to catch up to the political rhetoric coming out of Berlin. A March 14 article by John Cody at Remix News shows that the German army lacks the personnel, equipment and infrastructure to wage a major war of any kind, let alone with a nuclear-armed military superpower like Russia. Germany's own military and government are painting such a dire picture of the armed forces that there are now calls from some of the most powerful politicians in the country to reinstate mandatory military service, Cody writes. Yes, a military draft. A video produced by Remix News details testimony provided by Eva Hagel, German Parliamentary Commissioner for the Armed Forces, who provided catastrophic details about the state of the German military. It is shocking in terms of its candor regarding the current state of the German armed forces. New. Germany may bring back the draft. The country's army is falling apart, and the government now openly admits it. pic.twitter.com/kxwkpwddsd. Remix News and Views, at RMX News, March 13, 2024. She finds it, really impressive, that Germany has emptied out its military defense stocks by handing it over to Ukraine to be wasted in a losing war with Russia. That sounds like an admission of treason in the wide open. But wait, there's more. Germany knows it is incapable of taking on Russia, so it is negotiating a secret deal with the insane leaders of two other European countries, France and Poland, for the very purpose of sending troops into Ukraine separate from NATO, although I do not believe this could truly be done without the acquiescence of Washington and London. An organization called the Weimar Triangle, composed of France, Germany and Poland, has been in existence since 1991 at the fall of the Soviet Union. The stated purpose of the Weimar Triangle was to assist Poland's emergence from communist rule. It's strange that it still exists, but it may have found a new purpose, instigating World War III with Russia. According to Wikipedia, the Weimar Triangle exists mostly in the form of summit meetings between the leaders of the three countries and of their foreign ministers. The collaboration between member states includes inter-parliamentary contacts, military, scientific and cultural cooperation. The most recent summit of leaders occurred in Paris on June 12, 2023. Emphasis mine. There's been almost no media coverage of it, but Reuters reported yesterday, March 13, that the three nations of the Weimar Triangle are meeting Friday, March 15. In hastily arranged talks regarding how to move forward in aiding Ukraine in its war against Russia. This meeting may produce an agreement, possibly secretive, to build up their military personnel using conscription and other means for the purpose of ultimately inserting some combination of French, German and or Polish troops into the Ukrainian battlefield against Russia. Russia has won phase one of this war and the NATO nations are having to get creative if they want to continue the fight. And there is absolutely no question in my mind that they do want to continue the war against Russia. Why? Because Russia, even more than China, is the focal point of the BRICS coalition of nations that are challenging the US-led world economic order, which is tied to the US petrodollar and US military supremacy. All of the military experts I've been listening to over the past 2 years seem to miss the economic reasons for why the war will widen beyond Russia and Ukraine. It was never about Russia and Ukraine. It was about challenges and shifting realities related to the global economic order. Military analysts have talked in terms of Ukraine or Russia winning or losing the war, but few, if any, have really seriously considered the possibility of a third outcome, that neither Ukraine or Russia will win this war because the real war is not between Ukraine and Russia. It is between NATO and its allies and Russia and its allies. Ukraine is just a proxy and it's about to be forced to limp off the battlefield. If a new influx of troops doesn't come from somewhere, the war is over and Russia wins. But because of the economic reasons stated above and other reasons related to the West's liberal social agenda that is at odds with Russia's more conservative culture, NATO won't let that happen. Take for example, the husband of the U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, leading a group of children in a pledge of allegiance to the rainbow. This would never be welcomed or allowed in Russia. Chasen Buttigieg, the male partner of its secretary Pete, leads young children in an LGBTQ pledge of allegiance to the rainbow. He describes the gathering as a not-so-typical gay camp. pic.twitter.com/gee4jpel5. Resist the mainstream, at Resist Thems, March 11, 2024. So, if NATO can figure out a way to insert troops into Ukraine now that Ukraine has lost the war, and do it under the auspices of it being separate from NATO, then look for them to do exactly that. The question is, will Putin buy the phony excuse that NATO has nothing to do with the fact that he's now got Polish, German and French troops to fight in his backyard? When troops arrive in Ukraine from France, Germany and Poland, will he play along and say, oh, this is a separate endeavor and not really NATO, even though all three countries are NATO members? I don't think so, but this is exactly what NATO wants. It's hoping to trick Putin into invading a NATO country. The lie works something like this. French, German and Poland troops fighting in Ukraine are not doing so as part of NATO, but if Putin responds to this provocation by launching any direct attacks on cities or infrastructure in France, Germany or Poland, then he has attacked on NATO country and all of NATO now has the legal pretense to invade Russia. I know it sounds crazy, but look who is in charge of these NATO countries. They are all madmen and puppets of the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, the British royal family and the intel agencies in Washington and London. Even though France, Germany and Poland would be fighting Russian soldiers in Ukraine under the guise of the Weimar Triangle, there is no denying the fact that they are also members of NATO and NATO's defensive mechanism would be triggered if Putin strikes back at any of these three countries. Then you have full-on World War III, which is apparently just what the US, UK, NATO are looking to start. But before they can launch World War III against Russia, they must position themselves as the victim by tricking Russia into attacking one of their NATO members. The Western media will be fully on board with this international chicanery and will intensify its propaganda war against Russia, characterizing that country and its leader as the aggressor. They will continue with the big lie about Putin wanting to re-establish the old Soviet empire. Even though they have zero evidence of that, they will treat it like a foregone conclusion. They say it so it must be true. History repeating itself? This is where the Weimar Triangle comes into play in my hypothetical scenario, which I think is a very plausible scenario to watch for over the next 6 to 12 months. It will likely take about a year for the Weimar Triangle nations to build up their military prowess through forced conscription and converting to a wartime economy. It sounds like treachery because it is. And it's not without precedent. If you doubt that the Western powers are capable of such treachery, I recommend the excellent book, Hidden History: The Secret Origins of the First World War, by Jerry Docherty and Jim McGregor. According to the book's thesis, the UK's inner circle of top elites led by Nathaniel Rothschild, King Edward VII, and Lord Alfred Milner, used duplicity, deception, a propaganda campaign, and secret alliances to back the German Kaiser into a corner and intentionally set a trap for war. The secret elites used the bought and paid for British press to whip up hatred against the Germans and then later to blame them for starting the First World War, when in fact it was the British who provoked the entire conflagration. Wars start when powerful money elites take away all options for peace. The UK leadership of both the Conservative and Liberal parties feared Germany was rising and about to overtake Britain in terms of its economic output and potential military might. They had to be stopped, but in a way that made the UK and its allies look like the victims of an aggressive Germany, when in fact Germany had no desire for war, it just wanted to grow its economy. To this day, every student in the West is taught that Germany started World War I. When it comes to war, the victor writes the history. And in this case it's a false history, which is now on the verge of repeating itself. World War III appears to be taking shape in very similar fashion to World War I, only instead of the Germans being the object of the West's obsession, this time it's the Russians and by extension the Chinese. These two nations and their leadership in developing the BRICS coalition of nations pose a threat to US global economic dominance. They must be dealt with and dealt with harshly. You can already see the narrative building in the Western media. If you insert World War III starts in Ukraine into your favorite search engine, you will find articles galore on how Russia wants to start World War III. Keep in mind we are talking about the same group of people fomenting this narrative who mandated toxic, genetically modifying jabs on their own militaries and their own civilian populations. Their consciences have been seared and they are about to fall in the grandest of fashion. Yes, a fall is coming. Pride goes before a fall, and you can see how pride is leading the West to believe it can defeat Russia in a war, which is an impossible feat. If NATO and Russia go head to head, there will be no winners. Nations that place their military leadership in the hands of women and transgenders have no future as a superpower and no ability to win a war against Russia or China. And yet, this is the very same feminized leadership that seeks to provoke war with Russia and China. All I can say is, good luck with that. Source: Leo Homan,